Much of South Australia is still without power this morning as the fierce blame game over yesterday's statewide blackout begins. South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherill says lightning strikes on electricity generators trip the power grid, leaving the state's 1.7 million residents in the dark until midnight. The lights are now back on in Adelaide, but outages on the Eyre Peninsula and in the state's mid-north are expected to continue. Overseas, and a team investigating the downing of Flight MH17 2 years ago says it was shot down by a missile fired from territory controlled by pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. The inquiry has identified 100 persons of interest connected to the attack, which killed all 298 people on board, including 38 Australians. The New South Wales Police Critical Incident Team is this morning investigating after an Indigenous man was shot during a confrontation with police in Cowra in the state's central west. Police allege 32-year-old Dennis John Doolan was armed with the handle of a mattock and confronted police for 40 minutes before he was shot. He's now in a stable condition in hospital with a gunshot wound to his back. In the US, a shooting at an elementary school in South Carolina has wounded two children and a teacher. Police in Anderson County, west of Charlotte, say a teenage suspect is now in custody. Authorities are investigating whether a dead body found near the school is linked to the shooting.